From Tidbits on December 14th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for December 14th, 2009, written by Tidbit staff. VMware Fusion 3.0.1. VMware has released a significant maintenance update to the company's virtualization software for the Mac, VMware Fusion. Version 3.0.1 improves video and 3D performance, adds support for Ubuntu 9.10, upgrades the networking subsystem to 64-bit native, and decreases load times when resuming a suspended virtual machine. Also, over 50 bugs have been fixed, including several that reduced performance, such as a bug that made it difficult to upgrade to the latest version of VMware tools, and another that triggered excessive spotlight searches when the virtual machine library was left running in the background. Also, the update addresses incompatibilities with Zone Alarms, AV, and Outlook 2007 Preview Mode. Full release notes are available on VMware's website. Note that you can still download our Take Control of VMware Fusion 3 ebook for free. Things 1.2.6. Cultured Code has released a minor maintenance update to the Getting Things Done inspired task manager, Things. Changes include improved performance when working with multiple to-dos in the today list, added support for quick entry autofill for Microsoft Entourage, and an added background application that collects changes to system-wide to-dos and effectively fixes a compatibility issue with Apple Mail iCal syncing. Also, several bugs have been fixed, including one that caused the file dialog to freeze occasionally, one that caused the program to crash when invoking Quick Entry, and one that sometimes caused the program to crash when emptying its trash. A full list of changes is available on Cultured Code's website. Keyboard Maestro 4.0. Stairway Software has released a significant update to the popular macro utility Keyboard Maestro. Version 4.0 overhauls the user interface, adds 64-bit support, and adds support for growl notifications. Macros can now be executed when hotkeys are pressed, held down, or released. Also, Command Tab can now be used as a hotkey. The program switcher can optionally hide all other programs when switching, and the clipboard switcher now offers both a search feature and display of images and rich text. Version 4.0 requires Mac OS X 10.5 or later. BusyCal 1.1. BusyMac has released a maintenance update to BusyCal, their iCal-inspired desktop calendar with built-in sharing capabilities. The latest version adds 64-bit support in Snow Leopard, three-finger scrolling, and a mini-month calendar to the source list. Also, a duration column has been added to list view, at start has been added as an optional alarm interval, and both shift return and option return are now supported for line feeds. Various bugs have also been addressed, including some related to Google Calendar syncing, along with two crashing bugs, one triggered by corrupt system fonts and another by Unicode non-breaking space characters. A full list of changes is available on BusyMac's website. MacBook Pro Optical Drive Firmware Updates. Apple has released three firmware updates, all of which claim to, quote, eliminate the noise made by the optical disk drive during system startup and wake from sleep on your Mac, end quote. EFI firmware updates are available for recent releases of the MacBook and MacBook Pro, and once the Mac's firmware has been updated, you must install the SuperDrive Firmware Update 3.0. More information on EFI firmware updates, including installation instructions, is available on Apple's website. Updates are available via software update or the Apple Support Downloads page. Camino 2.0.1. The Camino project has released a minor update to the Mac-focused Gecko-based web browser Camino that addresses several security and stability issues by upgrading the program to version 1.9.0.16 of the Mozilla Gecko rendering engine. Also, ad blocking has been improved, the search field has been restored to the help menu in non-English versions running on Snow Leopard, the crash reporter now enables you to add your email address to a report for follow-up questions, and error or warning text no longer changes color when clicked. Airport Client Update 2009-002. Some Snow Leopard users have suffered from airport problems since 10.6 was released. In this client update, which requires 10.6.2 to install, Apple says it's fixed three major bugs. First, it repairs some systems that, when upgraded from Leopard to Snow Leopard, could not turn AirPort on or off. Second, the update eliminates what Apple calls an occasional problem when using Wake on Demand, where network access would be unavailable. Wake on Demand, new in Snow Leopard, lets a computer connected to an AirPort Extreme or Time Capsule base station be woken over either Ethernet or Wi-Fi for network access to advertise Bonjour services. Finally, this update restores the ability to create software base station sharing preference pane or computer-computer networks to some MacBook, MacBook Pro, and Mac Mini systems that had trouble. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.